Welcome to this Beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on building an Amen style chop without losing headroom. If you make drum and bass, you already know the Amen break can bring instant jungle pressure. It's got history, swing, attitude, and that rough-edged energy that can make a track feel alive in seconds. But here's the catch. If you build it too hot, too wide, or too heavily processed too early, it can chew through your headroom fast and make the whole mix harder to control later. So in this lesson, we're going to build an Amen-style chop that hits hard, feels authentic, and still leaves room for the kick, the sub, the bass line, and your mastering chain. We want energy, but we want control. That balance is the whole game. Let's start by setting up a fresh Ableton Live 12 project. Put your tempo around 172 to 174 BPM. That keeps us right in classic DNB territory. If you're leaning a little more jungle or broken beat, you could sit slightly lower, but for this lesson, stay in that fast DNB lane. Before you add any plugins or effects, think about gain staging. This is important. The goal is not to make the break as loud as possible right away. In fact, if the break is already slamming near zero, you've basically made your life harder before the arrangement even starts. A good target is for the break track to peak somewhere around minus 10 to minus 6 dB on its own. That gives you space to build the rest of the tune around it. Now drag your Amen break sample into a MIDI track. Ableton will open it in Simpler automatically. For a beginner, this is a great place to start, because it keeps things simple and flexible. If you want the easiest workflow, try Classic mode first. Turn Warp on, and use Beats mode so the transients stay punchy and sharp. Amen breaks usually sound best when the hits stay crisp, not smeared. If the sample came in hot, pull the simpler gain down a bit. You do not need to force it. Now you've got a couple of ways to chop it. You can stay in Simpler and trigger slices from MIDI, or you can right-click the sample and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. That second option is really nice for beginners, because Ableton will split the break into separate pans in a drum rack, and that makes it easier to program your own pattern. If you go the drum rack route, one thing to watch is velocity. A lot of beginners hit every slice at full velocity, and that makes the break sound stiff and fake. Real Amen energy comes from varination. Some slices should hit harder, some softer, and some can be left out completely. That contrast is what gives the groove movement. Let's program a simple Amen style rhythm. Start with a 1-bar or 2-bar loop. Put a strong kick on beat 1, a snare on beat 2 and 4, and then start filling the spaces with hats, ghost notes, and little pickups leading into the next bar. Don't worry about recreating the original break perfectly. That's not the goal here. You want an Amen-inspired rhythm that feels like it could live inside a DNB arrangement. Think about it like this. The first bar can be more open and simple, and the second bar can add a few more chop details or a little fill at the end. That keeps the loop moving without making it too busy too fast. A really important tip here is to leave space. Silence is part of the groove. If you fill every 16th note with a slice, the break can start to feel cramped and overworked. Jungle and DNB often sound powerful, because the listener can feel the gaps between the hits. Now let's talk about headroom before we start shaping the tone. Pull the break down if it's too loud. Don't wait until after you've added processing. This is one of those habits that makes a huge difference. Think in two gain stages. First, get the sample under control, then set the track level. If the plugin chain is being driven too hard internally, turning down the fader afterward won't really fix the problem. If the break sample has too much stereo wash, you can also use utility. Reduce the gain a little if needed, and keep the width sensible. In a darker DNB mix, the low-end energy should stay focused and centered. Too much stereo spread on the break can feel exciting in solo, but once you bring in the sub, it can get muddy fast. Next, clean up the low end with EQ8. Put it early in the chain, before heavy saturation or compression. If the break has unnecessary rumble, high-pass it somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz. The exact point depends on the sample, but the idea is simple. Let the sub own the bottom. If the break sounds boxy or cloudy, try a gentle cut somewhere in the 200 to 400 Hz range. Keep it subtle. You're not trying to erase the character of the Amen. A little dip can open it up, but too much cutting will make it thin and lifeless. If the top end gets harsh, especially in the snare, try a small wide cut around 2.5 to 5 kHz. Again, small moves win here. Now for a little punch and attitude. This is where drum bus or saturator comes in. If you use drum bus, keep the drive modest. A little goes a long way. You can experiment with transient shaping if the break feels too spiky or too flat, and you can add a touch of boom if it needs more weight. But be careful. In drum and bass, It's easy to get excited and overdo this part. If the break suddenly feels louder only because it's more saturated, that's not really an improvement. Always compare at matched loudness. If you use saturator instead, start gently. A few dB of drive can add nice grit and density. Turn soft clip on if needed, and then pull the output back so you're not just making the signal louder. The point is texture, not just volume. A useful habit here is to listen in context, not just soloed. A break can sound huge on its own and still clash with the kick and sub once the full drop comes in. So even while you're shaping the chop, keep checking how it behaves with the rest of the low end. Compression is optional, and for beginners, I'd keep it light. Amen style chops already have a lot of natural movement, so you usually don't need to squeeze them hard. If the loop feels a little uneven, use compressor or glue compressor gently on the drum boss. Something like a 2-to-1 ratio, a slightly slower attack, and just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction can help glue things together without flattening the groove. Remember, in DNB, the snare often carries the identity of the break. Leave transient space for it. If the snare gets buried under compression, the loop can lose its personality fast. Now let's make the setup more mix-friendly by building a drum bus. Route your break, any extra percussion, and any layered drum parts into a drum group or drum bus. That way, you can treat the whole drum section as one unit. On the bus, keep your processing light. Maybe a little EQ correction, a touch of utility if the width needs control, and maybe some gentle glue or saturation if it helps. Just be careful not to stack too many gainy devices. A loud sample into a saturated simpler into boosted EQ into compressed bus into a loud master chain is a fast way to run out of headroom. The smarter move is to keep each stage controlled. That's how you get a drum bus that feels powerful but still leaves space for the rest of the track. Now let's make the chop actually feel like a DNB section, not just a loop. Use arrangement and automation to create evolution. For example, start with a filtered break in the intro, then open it up for the drop. After 8 bars, add a few extra ghost notes or a little fill. Maybe use a muted kick slice or a reversed fragment as a transition. That kind of movement keeps the listener engaged. You can automate an auto filter for tension, automate saturator drive slightly for the second half of the drop, or narrow the width in the intro and open it a little more in the drop, while still keeping the low end centered. Small changes over time can make a huge difference. If you want to get even more advanced, try making 2 versions of the chop. One more open, one more chopped. Then alternate them every 4 or 8 bars. Or keep the kick pattern steady and only change the snare pickup or a hat fragment at the end of a phrase. That kind of restrained variation is very effective in darker DNB because it creates motion without overcrowding the mix. A great trick is to build a response bar. Let bars 1 to 3 carry the main groove, and make bar 4 a lighter fill with fewer hits and more space. That contrast makes the pattern breathe. Another powerful move is to cut the break for half a beat or a full beat right before the next phrase. That little drop in energy can make the return hit even harder than another fill would. Here are a few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't make the break too loud at the beginning. Turn it down early and build from there. Second, don't boost the low end of the MN if the sub is already doing that job. High pass the break if needed and let the sub own the bottom. Third, don't overcompress it. Too much compression can kill the swing. Fourth, don't ignore stereo width. Keep the break centered enough to support a strong drop. And fifth, don't fill every note with slices. Bass is part of the groove. If you want to push the sound a little darker or heavier, try layering a quiet grit version underneath a clean break. Duplicate the break. Distort the copy a bit more. Then lower it until you mostly feel the texture instead of hearing a separate loop. You can also keep the dirty there band limited so it lives mostly in the mids and highs, which keeps the low end clear. Another nice trick is to lower a few ghost notes with velocity instead of eking everything. That often creates more groove than processing ever will, and it costs you less headroom. Let's wrap this up with a quick practice challenge. Build a 1-bar amen chop at 174 BPM. Load the sample into simpler or slice to new MIDI track. Make a kick and snare pattern. Add 2 to 4 ghost note slices. Turn the break down so it peaks safely below clipping. Add EQ 8 with a gentle high pass around 90 to 110 Hz. Then add drum bus or saturator lightly. Finally, make an 8-bar loop and automate 1 small change every 4 bars. Then test it with a sub bass underneath. Ask yourself one question. Does the break still feel powerful without taking over the mix? That's the real goal here. Not loudest possible. Usable. Punchy. Gritty. And controlled. If you can build an amen chop that grooves hard and still leaves headroom, you're already thinking like a producer who can finish real DNB mixes.